This week we were supposed to get an example of somebody that was coasting, and they that caused them to fall. And I thought of the story of the kings of Babylon when Belshazzar, his father, who was king, had already been so proud that God humbled him and made him made his mind go crazy for a few years, and but his son didn't help his son at all. He was just as proud, and so while he was there having a big feast and a party and drinking with all his friends, a hand came on the wall and wrote in a language that he didn't understand that that his kingdom was going to be divided and fall, and he was terrified. And at that very moment, the enemies were coming in under the city to capture them and take over.
I thought of King Solomon. He was a great and wise king, but he started living carelessly and not listening to wisdom, and one of his wives started to lead him astray to their false gods. And so we always got to be watching and ready for temptation.
The children of Israel, all through the years, every time that God let things be really nice for them and easy, they always fell away and did worse and worse things until finally he'd make them go through something really hard, and then they'd start back where they were. And that's just always, I guess that's kind of just human nature, and that's a good example for us to just see how easily that can happen.
In John 6, after Jesus had fed the multitude, there were lots of people following him, and they were following him because he had fed them, and maybe even some of them were excited about some of his teachings or wanted to follow him. But when it really came down to some of the things that they would have to let go of, that many of them turned away.
The rich man had it easy until Jesus showed him otherwise.
I thought about before the flood, it was just easy, and the people were just living how they wanted, and they just started falling away and getting worse and worse. And so that's a good example. We need to, we can take from that we can just, we need to stay on our guard and keep striving and going forward.
After Jehoiada had died, it was a big struggle for Joash because he was king and he didn't have anyone to teach him. And so he was just kind of coasting along, and then finally gave up.
Judas was ready to die for Jesus, but he was caught off guard when a little girl asked him if he knew Jesus, and he quickly said he didn't, and he was caught off guard.
I thought about King Saul. He had it pretty easy being a king, you know, and then when God told him to kill and destroy everything of the one nation, kill everything and destroy it. And he got there, and they won the battle, and his men came to him and asked if they could keep some of the best of everything. And he just caved and listened to him, and then God just took the kingdom away from him and gave it to somebody else, and just had a heart after that.
I thought of Eli the high priest, and he was just coasting and not training his sons in the way of the Lord, and his sons went out to battle and were killed for it, and then he fell off the tower and died for it.
I had the children of Israel, how when everything was going good, they would always fall away and start doing their own thing, and then when it got, God let something hard happen to them, they'd always call back from God, and it's kind of a wake-up call, how just a reminder that God could take everything away instantly. So just, Uncle David said several times, God lets bad things happen to you so you can truly appreciate the good times.
I thought of Lot's wife. Not because only women are susceptible to this, but because apparently her heart was not in the right place, because she wanted to go back to the city, and I just thought about how if you don't have your eyes set on a hope that's higher than, you know, this present life and things here, then you're gonna want this life. That's all you're gonna want. Not that this life is bad, but it's just you're not gonna want the things, the virtues and things that pertain to God's love and the life to come. And I thought about Job, how he had everything in this life that you could want. You know, God blessed him, and he had good land, and he had a wife and children, and the devil was like, well, God was just asked the devil to consider my servant Job, and the devil said, well, he respects you and praises you now because he has all these things, but wait till you touch those things, and then see. And so God let him test him, and God took all those things away, and still Job praised God. And so I was thinking of those two contrasts, Lot's wife and Job. Just how Lot's wife was, it doesn't say, I don't think, I don't know if it says it in words, but you can imagine, just kind of deduct from that whole scenario that she was, her heart was in the city. Her heart was corrupt. She didn't have the faith that it was going to take to follow her husband out of the city. And so that was my thought.